Ray, you are a yellow cab driver in New York. How long have you been driving?
I've been driving for 7 years. I've owned 2 taxis for 5 years.
Tell us about the yellow cabs. Why are they so important?
The reason why they're necessary here in New York is because New York is, even though it's an island that's 10 miles long and 3 miles wide in certain areas, there's not that much parking. So if people were to have vehicles here, they wouldn't have any place to park them. And even people that have vehicles now, they have to pay a lot of money to store their cars per month to stay here in the city. So the convenience of having taxis in New York is that people go from their home into a taxi, from the taxi to whatever business or whatever location that they're going, without having to worry about insurance, about parking, and everything that goes along with owning a car.
How do you see that customers want a taxi?
Excuse me, say it again?
What kind of signals do customers give you?
Oh, they usually hail you, or else what you do is that you get signals as you get more experience in the business. You see the signals. If you see two people standing, whether it's two men or a male and a female, and they're standing in the corner, more likely than not, that's where they're going to depart, and one is usually going to take a taxi and the other one is going to go on foot. So when you see that, you basically ease up to where they're at and you wait there. And more likely than not, somebody will just come into your car.
How long are the shifts when you start driving in the morning, for instance? How long do you drive?
The shifts, they've been the same since the inception of this business, 12 hours. 5 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon until 5 in the morning. And that's 7 days a week. Those are the shifts that there are.
So yellow cab is actually driving all year round, 24 hours.
Unless it snows too much that the car doesn't have any traction, yes, they're working all the time.
Ray, what do you like about being a yellow cab driver and owner?
What I absolutely love about it is that you can start with nothing. You can come from anywhere in the world and come here to New York and not have a single penny. And if you get an interest in this business can take you to the greatest heights that you can imagine.
What is your attitude to the customers? Are you kind of sometimes tired of customers, or how is your approach when a customer comes into your taxi?
Well, you just gotta love everybody. And your customers are people that are getting you to the next level. So how are you going to be mad at somebody that they're going to be leaving shortly and they're going to be giving you money? How could you be mad at somebody like that? You just have to be nice to everybody. Have a positive, upbeat attitude. And hopefully that'll be contagious towards the passenger. When they leave, they'll leave a little bit happier than they were when they first came in.
So could you say that sitting in a yellow cab could be a little therapeutic as well?
Absolutely, absolutely, because there's been instances where I've actually played a therapist towards some people that were either depressed or that were really down, and after they left the cab, they were apologetic that they might have barked at me, and that just made me feel better that I was able to help somebody by talking with them.
It's wonderful. Is there any stories you remember more than others?
Actually, there's just this one story that I'll relate to you. I was working at night at the time, and I don't work at night. But this is one time that I was working at night, and there was a passenger that he was going a long distance from 42nd Street here in Manhattan, all the way on the west side. He was going to Queens, but far into Queens. And the way that it turned out was that I was going a certain way, but he didn't tell me which route he wanted me to take. So he got mad at me instantly. And instead of me retaliating, I asked the gentleman, I said, "Is there a problem? Is there something that's troubling you?" And actually, the gentleman, after a while, he opened up, and he got to tell me that he was in a car accident. His face got damaged. He had to have an operation to restructure his face. He was lonely in his apartment, so basically he was going home to his mom and dad so he could have some company there. And we spoke all the way through. He felt so much better after he left that he didn't know what kind of tip to give me. He kept giving me money, saying, "Is this enough? Is this enough? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And it almost made me tear when I saw that I could have that much force on somebody by just being positive, even though they're negative, and that positiveness actually joined onto that person. It really made me feel good. I got a little bit emotional.
And it makes your job even more meaningful than just giving people a transport.
Absolutely.
You're listening to them and you're taking care of them in a special way.
Absolutely.
What about yellow cabs? How long have they been in New York?
Yellow cabs have been in New York for about 102 years.
That is a long time.
Yes.
And they, of course, changed a lot. What about the future?
Well, as far as what they'd like to do, and they're slowly and transitionally making the changes, is that they're changing cars from being conventional gas-powered vehicles to being hybrids, which that uses part gas, part battery. So like that, it doesn't waste that much gasoline. And by 2013, it should be the conversion completely over to hybrid vehicles. So there won't be any more regular conventional cars on the road. It'll be just hybrids. But it won't be just one type of hybrid. There'll be a few selections of hybrids that you could choose from.
If you should sum up your job, the important thing about your job, what would your last few words be to us?
Well, what I would like to share is that I'm a person I'm born here in New York. I have 2 degrees, an accounting degree and a finance degree. I couldn't find my way in whatever it is that I was trying to do. I tried stockbroker, and that didn't work out. I tried being an accountant for the Department of Finance. That didn't work out. And by mistake, I decided to do taxiing. And now that I've stumbled upon it, I see that this is where it is that I'm going to make my livelihood. It's my business, and I absolutely love it, and I enjoy every single day that I'm behind the wheel.
Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome.